Full credit to the players and full credit to both sets of players. Donegal put in a big shift too. It seemed like a very exciting game with some goal chances both ends, but every point was a prisoner, and to get 14 apiece was a long night's work. But anyway, we're both teams are still standing, and we'll slug it out again next week.
A chance to win it in the closing stages of the second half. It was so close, it was really inches in it, wasn't there?
Oh, inches, surely, and you're just hoping that these things fall into the right place, which is the back of the net. But whatever about that, you know, I think the teams were well matched, and it was a good tight game, and both teams will learn a bit from that, and players will develop. So it's good to be out in that atmosphere with these young players and to get them developed and keep pushing the thing on for Tyrone, and I'm sure Donegal have similar sentiments.
What will you take out of that game tonight?
Take some recovery for tonight and tomorrow anyway, and then watch the videos and do the usual stuff. But just take out of it that we have a set of players who are prepared to work hard for the cause and to represent Tyrone as best they can, and that's all you can ever ask from them. And whatever would have happened result-wise, if they give you your best effort, which these guys have done and committed to, then we're happy.
Tyrone were classed very much as the big underdog tonight. They proved a lot of people wrong.
Well, we'll see this time next week. We'll see where the status of the thing is. But for the meantime, both teams are still standing, and we'll go at it next week.